This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, August 20th. Well, folks, this is why I hate August. We have air pockets and we lose liquidity. But what's going on now is pretty serious, so I just want to address what's mechanically happening to the market under the surface. First of all, we had liquidity on Monday, but it started to disappear. On Tuesday, there was mean reversion underway. That means they were just taking the winners and hitting them. Today, we have much more serious mean reversion. And what mean reversion is if your stock went up, it's now got to go down. And it doesn't matter what industry it is. It's just a mechanical, algorithmic selling program underway, period. Now, I own a lot of gold stocks because I'm counting on those to zig when the market zags. They're hitting those stocks. And that's just a sign that the mean reversion programs are really kind of out of control now. Now, the biggest issue with August is the lack of liquidity. Can you sell? Of course you can, but you're going to get fleeced. So if you do sell, wait for a bounce. We are going to have this kind of market shenanigans to mid-September until the Fed cuts. And there's also a lot of natural selling pressure because people have to pay estimated taxes on September 15th. So we'll see where we are there. But what a mess. You know, it's unfortunate this is happening. The earnings environment has been stunning. Ed Yardini pointed out today that 92% of the companies in the S&P have announced. We still have NVIDIA and Costco to go. But the average stock so far, their earnings are up 10.6% for the second quarter. But more importantly, the average earnings surprise is 8.8%. That is the largest earnings surprise so far for the S&P 500 that Ed Yardini has calculated in the past 39 years. He's been tracking this kind of data. So again, great earnings, huge earnings surprises. Market doesn't care because it's August, it's mean reversion time. So what a mess. Now, we're heading to Jackson Hole. That's going to be a big deal. Chairman Powell speaks on Friday. Other central bankers are coming to his defense. Christine Lagarde and Andrew Bailey from the Bank of England. Christine Lagarde runs the ECB. But they might be coming to his defense, but they've been cutting rates. Our Fed hasn't. So Mohamed Elarian was on CNBC yesterday explaining how the Fed really messed up by not cutting rates in July and insists they have to cut in September. So I'm sure we're going to get a rate cut. And but, you know, until then, you know, the market's on pins and needles. The other thing that's going on is, you know, President Trump is remaking the Federal Reserve Board. So specifically, at the last meeting in July, one of the Fed officials didn't show up due to personal reasons and didn't vote. She has since resigned and has been replaced with Mr. Moran, who's the head of the Council of Economic Advisors. There's another Fed official that Trump wants to fire, named Lisa Cook. And Lisa was appointed by Biden, and she's really, in my opinion, not qualified to be on the Federal Reserve Board. And she does vote with a consensus, okay? But the reason Trump wants to fire her is when she did her mortgage application, she apparently lied about her residency and things like that. So if you get a mortgage and you say you live someplace, you get a better rate than if you live elsewhere, okay? And they've used this these kind of documents to get other people, like Letitia James, the DA in New York, they tried to attack her on this. They're trying to attack other people on these kind of documents. So it is what it is, okay? And, you know, President Trump just wants to get her kicked off the Fed so he can put his own people in, okay? But he's getting there, okay? We have at least five Fed officials that want to cut. I'm sure there's a minority that is growing that wants to cut even more. There are a lot of signs of problems in the labor market. There's more layoffs lately, okay? And to be candid with you, it really looks like the Fed is behind the curve. And so we're going to get a rate cut, simple as that. So let's just take a step back and review where we are. Stunning earnings season, not a problem there. Only problem is lack of liquidity. And it's August, and there are air pockets, and that's that. So bad stocks fall like rocks. Good stocks fall like fresh tennis balls. You folks are loaded with fresh tennis balls, okay? So wait for the bounce if you ever decide to sell. But I'm very comfortable and confident that our stocks will bounce because we have better sales and earnings than everybody else. And that's that. The poster child for the stock to hit is Plantair Technologies. Obviously, there's a lot of short sellers trying to attack this company. Its growth is beyond spectacular. They're basically using AI to redo the military and the intelligence agencies. And their business isn't going away. So that's an example of a good stock to buy now. But when you buy stocks on these pullbacks, it's kind of like catching a knife. So this is going to continue through mid-September. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't enjoy the volatility, but this is why I think the market should be closed every August, and the first half of September is tough too. So let's just hang in there, and you'll see as soon as we get a reversal how fast our stocks do bounce. So that's it. That's your update for the day. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.